tourism industry workers need to have a pension plan.
That's Jamaica's tourism minister, Ed Bartlett.
We established one in Jamaica, which I believe can become a regional pension plan because it's the only one that embraces every single category of worker within the tourism sector. Not the hotels, not the attractions, but everybody, including the red caps at the airport and the rafters and the little guy at Austin's who sell fish, as long as they're selling for tourism. These are the things that will enable people to feel much better about the industry and want to come in to work with us. At the moment, they think that after 3 months, you're gone. You know, nobody sees you again. The rate of turnover in the tourism industry is phenomenally high. We need to build a whole system that will attract and retain the workers in the industry, a clear career path that's established for them, and visibly so, earning better.
How old is your pension plan and how has it been working?
Well, my pension plan is now 2 years old in real terms. We started in 2020, but of course, it suffered from what everybody has suffered from with the year and a half of COVID. But we have started back with a bang. We now have a little over $200 million in the fund. The government of Jamaica seeded the fund with $1 billion Jamaican dollars, and that allows for us to create a category called augmented worker. That is someone who is 59 years old and only have 5 or 6 years to work before pension, before retirement, that they will get a pension equivalent to that which would be given to someone who started at age 80. And that's a feature that is phenomenally powerful and is unique in the world. So our pension plan, we are prepared to make it available to the rest of the Caribbean. I'm prepared to send the format, the arrangement, the legal framework that gave rise to it, and whatever is required. Because I do believe, David and panel, that a critical value of a pension plan within the Caribbean is to create a pool of domestic savings like the Caribbean has not seen, which enable investment, affordable capital for investment in various infrastructure and other areas.
The Jamaica minister is further recommending a new communication strategy for tourism in the region, one that he says re-educates the Caribbean on what tourism is.
Firstly, we see tourism as a discrete activity on its own. Tourism doesn't exist if all the elements that are critical to survival in a country doesn't exist. There's no tourism if there's no transportation. There's no tourism if there's no clean water system, if there's no pristine coastal water arrangement. There's no tourism if the biodiversity is denuded and destroyed. There's no tourism if the health services are not functioning. There's no tourism if your road system is not functioning and the management of your roads are not up to scratch and so on. So we have to understand that tourism is the result of all of these critical activities that must come together. I like to say that way, that tourism is a confluence of experiences that must all come together seamlessly to create a product that people will pay for. And they travel all over the world to do. So we need that understanding.
Jamaica's Tourism Minister, Ed Bartlett. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.